Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs.
It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't
German people, Raswari Kupande, checking out show live and direct on the New Nation radio station. And this program this season is totally a brand, of things to come. I have been tempering humility, trying to be very humble and be, correct. You know, in my presentation from nearly 2 years now, there were intermissions, especially my illness last year, 1 year ago. And I give thanks for all my brethren and sisters, the angels that surrounded me, you know, and made me come forward so strong. I have been given a lease on life by the Most High. Thanks to my brethren and sisters, my ancestors. So we have the past to deal with, even though we have been through it already. But we are now in a position to focus on our future in a new way, in a real way. And of course, there are stumbling blocks. Always going to be until such time. Yes. But tonight I'm in the mood to represent my colleagues, my peers, I was born in 1945. Just around then, we had Bunny Wheeler's 2 years later. You had Peter Tosh 1 year later, and you had Bob Marley in the same year. Earl Morgan from the Ebtones was born in 1945. People like, I'm naming singers because then the singers are well known, but I'm just giving a perspective that we can identify with. I'm going to spend the first hour of this program relating to the past. In terms of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in particular. However, I'm going to be spreading out to deal with the people, the nation. So the members of the Federation is the mothership. However, the people, the black peoples of the world, is all intent and goodwill is what I am dealing with. And I'll start by utilizing the ancient creed of the Nyabingi as the most ancient mansion, house, or, you know, group that we have. And the creed is really what is the basic preamble to all the ceremonial activities of the ancient Nyabingi order. So I say glory to word, glory to sound, glory to the power of the might and trinity, His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. I give thanks to be here today in my capacity as not just the host, but the folk philosopher. And I'm going to read at the show my ilk tonight. So, princes and princesses must come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands to Jah. O Jah of Ethiopia, and I, Divine Majesty, thy arid turning to I and I to dwell in the path of righteousness. Lead I and I, help I and I to forgive that I and I must be forgiven. Teach I and I love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endow I and I with wise mind, knowledge, and ever standing to do thy will. Thy blessing to I and I, O Jah. Let the hungry be fed, the naked clothed, the rich nourished, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver and I from the hands of our enemies, O Jah, that I and I must prove fruitful in these perilous days. When our enemies are past and decayed, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the belly of a beast, O give I and I a place in thy ever-living kingdom. Through the power of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect himself and light of this world. I and I, Divine Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Sir Jah Rastafari, first ancient king of Iration. Jah are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning without end, the first and forever, curator of all human faith, and the ruler of the universe. So I and I heal him in the personality as a man, our Jah and King Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari. You have no higher man, Almighty Jah Rastafari, great and terrible and thunderable in his holy place. As the words of my mouth and the meditation of my eyes be and be accepted in thy sight with the Rastafari strength and thy redeemer. I will live in thy night, reign in our hearts totally, continually. Neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature separate and I from thee, whatever. And I will proceed straight into the preamble of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. This organization was established in 1937 pursuant to the Membership Corporation Law of the United States of America, 1926. The preamble goes like this. We, the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, we hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We have an album by the name of Ride Around Shashamani, and it becomes very relevant today, even though that album came about 23 years ago. We have to pay tribute to the Morgan family, Brother General Morgan and his children, who, in my view, has really contributed vastly to the navigation of the movement. Their work has proven supreme in the musical factor. And I want to share this album which they made 23 years ago for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And we have to understand.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Destiny for us to be living the life of Shashamani, where it was ordained for 500 families to live the life yours is the highest you see.
Let's manifest His will and build His majesty.
One big collaboration.
Digital the inheritance by 500 families.
Bring it together, y'all.
Represent the black peoples of the world, no matter where you come from. I'm the ability to strain a black in your blood. This radio station belongs to you, but you can't go around that first and establish that. Secondly, your humble host, I describe myself as enigmatic. And the reason for that is because, and yes, I find out true life experience that I am not the usual, not pretending about that, and I have something to offer. So, here is where we go with this program now. We have to give a brief, not the same history that we're given over and over, although repetition is how teachers operate, they keep repeating things until people, it is riveted in your cranium or your brain, you know. But right now, we have to be very, very strategic about how we deal with history. And what I want to present is putting into perspective what the Ethiopian invasion by the fascist regime from Italy did is, in fact, not just a tyrant trying to conquer a piece of land. But he was actually fulfilling a biblical prophecy. And I have not been too churchical with this program because, you know, a lot of people have been taught to avoid the history of the Bible and things like that because of how the colonialists have taught us and so on and so forth. However, I'm on deal with prophecy, no question about that. And I know that my chosen listeners will find that I am not a fanatic in terms of history and prophecy. And I don't expect to lose my listeners because then I mention the Bible. Okay, I am steadfastly guided by the Bible. I use it as a compass, as I was taught by His Majesty Emperor Selassie I. How can I praise and a wonderful king, and not do his works and obey his commands? Okay, so you'll hear me quoting His Majesty as time goes on and placing things into perspective the best I can on behalf of my people. Okay, this wonderful organization, the Ethiopian American Federation, came about because in black people saw the importance of preserving the independence of Ethiopia. Black people around the world, as slow as communication was in those days compared to today, but black people knew what was going on in various corners of the world, and they decided to give their elements, their resources, their life, their blood, anything that they could give, offer, in terms of moral support even, to the cause. And it turned out to be successful. The grimy details are there, the mustard gases and the how much 100 planes invading, and the soil was destroyed, people were burnt of living flesh being burnt by acid. And that was the type of war that was fought. Guns were used too, but the permanent damage of the, you know, poisonous gases. And His Majesty left the battlefront. We have proof that he fought. He's one of the few monarchs who go to the battlefront. But he went to the battlefront and fought on behalf of his people. And his people persuaded him eventually that he must leave Ethiopia. And he was persuaded himself that yes, the thing to do is to leave Ethiopia and go right into the heart of the beast. So he went to England, purchased a property there. Today it is a monument. And from there, he was contacted by principled, high-profiled black people from Harlem. Three in particular. No details right now. They approached His Majesty and provided him with information concerning how the funds that were given as war support was being siphoned off by people, indiscretionate people, and so there had to be some solution to that problem. And His Majesty summoned his cousin, Dr. Malakou Ibayen, the first Ethiopian to matriculate from an American university. It is Howard University in Washington. And he actually was engaged to be married to someone, and then he met Dr. Malakou Ibayen, and there he got married. They have a Malakou Jr., and they started the Ethiopian World Federation in 1937. He passed away 3 years later in 1940, same year that Marcus Garvey, of course, passed away. And so you see, the UNIA was moving at one level in terms of the indigenous people of the West, and the Ethiopian World Federation was provided the official authority, so that the black people would not only have the power that is within themselves, but they would have the authority to utilize that power for their betterment. And that is something that we have to have a clear understanding about, or else we won't appreciate what the Nyabingi did, what the Ethiopian African Black International Congress did, what the Ethiopian Orthodox Church did, you know, what the Maroons did, what the 12 tribes of Israel did, you know, what the Ethiopia Peace Foundation did, what Bongo Blackheart people in the Western Kingston did with their organization, you know. It is a tremendous work that was performed by the black people, especially in North America and the Caribbean. Exceptional work. England did their work too. They were closer to the throne of England, and so you have they were intellectually very bright and so on. But the United Nations was in America, headquarters. And so strategically, it was preferable to have this organization, which is supposed to be the bastion for change for indigenous people in the West, to have their headquarters a few hundred yards from the United Nations. So of course, they would naturally, the environment would provide them with that type of, you know, approach. They would be politically correct, meaning being non-partisan in politics and so on. Don't join anything and don't plea allegiance to anyone that is going to be an opposition to our progress, and so on and so forth. These tenets were taught to us by the ancient Nyabingi, who taught us not to swap a continent for an island. You cannot devote ourselves to building a Jamaica that is going to keep us down and treat us like second and third class citizens. People talk about the Banana Republic and so on and so forth. No, we are sons and daughters of the Most High, with a continent of our own. And so it took years and years for those things to be established and for the growth to take place and for us to navigate all the various encumbrances that Babylon put in front of us. So before I continue, let me give a little care and share that we need to keep reminding ourselves that even though they have been so terrible, but we must not be here.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I, Shashamani, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire, fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, Production Master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehob and Babylon, and to them that knew him. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here. A the king. A the king. A the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. A the fire burn out illusion. A the fire burn out pollution. A the fire burn out them corruption. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace. No time to peace, no time to cool. The heat is on, the heat is on. All these are young, nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough, time so tough. When it a go come, when it a go come, when it a go come. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Come make we burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. Bless African, bless Ethiopian. Shashamoni, Shashamoni, Shashamoni. Aye, aye, aye. I'm sorry going up. I'm pleased to be on people them. The Orthodox people them. Heal them. Bless the moment. Christ has risen. Blessed love. Holy God. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, Production Master. Give thanks to life. I'll make mention of Rehob and Babylon. And to them that knew. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here. Are the key. Are the key.
Yes, good people. Yes, I'm going to tell you with the music too. We can't look at the pure talking because it's some hard work the bridging them putting over the years to provide them the music here so we can communicate better with the people. Yeah, you see? So my youth, in the days that we are talking about now, the earlier days, one of the first youth surfaced, as a prince, in the music circle, but when you say him, nothing can stop him at all. That was, guess who? Dennis Brown. Yeah, man, Dennis Brown at early age, like 13, he started to sing, and the capitalists then realize that the suit are bright, so then make sure I pray out the parents, I say, well, right now, you see the recruiter now, we can't just having so a certain way, you know, they have to, really make sure that him protected from abuse and things. So Byron Lee was a Chinaman, you know, one of the first Chinaman born in Jamaica. I don't think the man now really explained the details to make the world understand what's going on. But I went to one of them most famous song, even the one of the first song he used to sing is, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Indian apples in the summertime. But this one is the one I'm going to give it tonight. I'm going to forgive the one that really... Ian Boyce.
At the point where we're going to introduce our very, very special guest. A man I regard as my bigger brother. A man who is beloved all over the world. He gave me songs like Night Nurse. He gave me something like Let's Have Something. Let's meet and greet and welcome my brother, your brother, the cool ruler, Gregory Isaac.
No, you're Dennis Brown. Dennis Brown is introducing the cool ruler, you know. Dennis Brown gets so big in due time that Gregory Isaac is a man much older than him. He must have bring on Gregory Isaac on stage. So all these men with him end up with locks or not, but Big Youth and Gregory Isaac and Dennis Brown and them, and them man rule downtown them days. Pablo Black and yeah, the man that was really the man them who was carrying the heavy load of the, especially musicians was in big shortage those days, you know. So man like Jackie too and Boris Gordon and certain man them living in the studio every day. While the various artists, them like Ken Booth and all the man from Westington, the whole of the top man, them. Eptones and Diamonds and all of them. Until later on, there's Prince Alan, them man, the Admiral Tibet, come on, Lucian and all these people. But I have to give, you know, a little historical background because in one of them have to understand the vital role of these ones play, you know? Yeah. So, then you have buried someone. The man is coming like cook food at Jamaica. The music is so sweet.
I just feel
Yes, my people. Yeah, classic approach. Classic approach to the music is growth and progress to bring about that. Luciana appeared to all the London Philharmonic Orchestra and them things there. Same. Earlier there's Delroy Wilson. And them kind of man there, you know. And John Holt. You know, these men used to have to teach themselves army, Joe Higgs, in a trench town, a teach old liner man, harmony. The man try to get a little guitar and pick out two chords on it. So, most of the singers them can well two notes with them song after a year, them develop that skill. But in the early days, when I'm on a Fredlock, I try the Congo Basin. You watch all these things grow. Horace Andy and the whole of them. Sanchez. So, too much to mention. And the DJ them, worse. But then I saw Buck Sultan, Pat Anthony Buck Sultan, Lady Shaw Buck Sultan. At times, people like Martha Griffiths are keep us steady. You know? Steady role in the music circle. You know? You have Alton Ellis and all them kind of people, and sister Alton Ellis. We have from down in the sentence, and now here comes the man, Burning Spear. based on the history of Marcus Garvey, and that's where Marcus Garvey come from, and bust out huge. You understand? And so I personally, me play a small, like a beanie, teeny, it's a role in the whole thing. But over the years, I realized that it have impact on my life. Yeah. Because there was no real music business. There was a music circle, but no set curriculum for music business. And although we have a university there, we have technical universities and we have intellectual universities, but no music universities. It was Alpha. Catholics, them again, they didn't win so much race, you know. Because they realized so the poor need certain things and they provide the service. So the musicians, them now, was most out of that institution called Alpha. See? I'm telling you them about Jamaica because, you see, lots is expected of Jamaica, you know, more than people think, you know. Not just Usain Bolt and then Thunderbolt start out of the blocks and beating them in Olympics. No. We have a tradition that we're going to fulfill. And one, they don't know the works of the ancient. They want to say, man get beat up and man get this, man go spin for urban thing. But that wasn't just the world. That is the brutality part and I hear about. And they don't get to hear, but the distinguished people them were being influence and affect professors and so on and so forth. Right? So this program here, I have to dip into them, Remza, because you don't do it.
Sometimes in life, you have to make a change, you know? A change for the better. A change for a better future.
I mean, man.
You can't do the same thing every day and expect to reach further. You're mad. Why? That's a teasy thing everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you have to mix it new with the old because it's different that communication and the whole world are changed. So we can't leave we use them just dominated by the system, so and we don't make them and I understand the sacrifice of paid for make them could even pull down the little that they do. Right? And we feel to them feel like they're in the back of the race, you know. And we are the ones who have to assure them, say, guess what? We win this race before it begins, you know. You can't lose, you know. You have so much to gain, but nothing to lose. You lose everything already. So it can only go up one way, up. Up, you mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. So said Marcus Messiah Garvey. Yes, a true prophet. And prophecy them sound simple. The real sort of field shall be the battlefield. No one interpret them prophecy that way and I yet, you know. We interpret them ourselves. See? The bloodbath them will take place. Some of them speak with the blood them wash down Sandy Gully. Yeah, I seen. But them really happen. In my days, them have someone like God, White and Mackie and some man that been a company was been a to get rid of them too, not rebellious, them too defiant. Yeah, them defy all kind of brainwash education what them is expected to print in the public press. So them just go do them one thing, you know, Balfour. And all them things there. You have so much characters. I do want to start such characters. However, the focus tonight is to give you the facts. 1954, a strong personality named Mamie Richardson was sent to Jamaica with the order of the Constitution and the power to establish locals. To the international organizer. And she established several locals. I can only name the four because then I don't want to be inaccurate in my program. I can name local 37, local 43, local 32, local 15, and local 18, and local 17. So we got 7, not bad at all. Sure about them there. And Brother Martin McPlanner, who is well known for various reasons, not only because he identified Bob Marley so closely and helped him along the way, but because when His Majesty came here, His Majesty had met him before in an 8-man delegation sent by the People's National Party, political party, sent a delegation to 5 Africans. And Brother Martin McPlanner was representative of the Rastafari movement. So when His Majesty come forward, that is 61 before we even get independence. You know, the year after that, we get independence. Because while I'm gone to the visit in Africa, a whole bunch of things changing in the politics. And Jamaica, them claims were threatened by communism. And them panic and call a referendum. And the referendum brought about change from the PNP, who sent the delegation to the JLP, which is the people who battle down the Rastafari movement more than anyone else. So, when His Majesty come to 1966, it's like a rescue mission that not like. It's a rescue mission that, because when them come, them have to put on their arms and deal with it like where somebody, when the leaders them go to King's House and then see where get gold awards and Ethiopian garments and all them type of things. Them jealous because all them get some little gifts, their type of contemporary gifts. Society business, little box for carry cigar and them little something there. Them things never get, well, they are getting the royal thing straight from the man who sits upon the throne. You know, me can never come with him, but it was a royal when him see the plane land with his majesty, lying on the side and the bar on the plane, his majesty have a program he called Patterns for Progress, where he established a navy, an army, and an air force. Navy, army, and air force. And when I had him get my book released, and I'm going to see all these chapters fulfilling all the details of these things we'll be talking about right now. But for tonight, I am leading up to the second hour where I am going to be dealing with what is happening right now, causing a lot of people is causing confusion, contaminating the progress, and we can't take it no more. And we know them, but we don't want to chastise them like how Babylon chastised people. Leave them up to God. But you have to remind them, say, guess what, we see you now. We are aware of you now. Yeah. Some man get enough opportunities to do good, and them end up compromising. And them still want to come show their head like them with some leader and all them type of things there. And done with it. Truth to come out through this program, you know. So if like you can't work for my program, what for work? Truth. So my audience going to be small, but truth going to prevail. So it's going to get large eventually. I mean, I do this to get a large audience. I'm going to forget the people who are interested in black people's progress internationally or sovereignty. So I'm going to align myself with the Nation of Islam, Nation of Israel, all the Scientologists who black can come into our forum. Because black people is the dominant force coming up in this century here, right? We're reclaiming Black Africa, yes, and our thought patterns and our efforts and our matriculation, our navigation, everything is towards improving the black race, right? So look out for Wayne, another thing we sing and chant and beat, you know. Yeah, that is what I want to hear about. But underground, we are underground, man. We have think tank established. And I want to focus on Panama for a while, because Panama play a particular role. Already know the name Rasbuki, triumph over certain forces. I think could have him on platform there right now. And I don't want him to get caught up with certain people who come to waste his time. So I'm going to spend second half of this program straightening out certain background information that can help us to don't waste our time with certain people. Yeah, because two of them have seen them human rights and all different type of rights, gear rights, all kind of rights, which is wrong. Then we're going to sing the same song like we and fool a whole lot of people. But if you carry the spirit, if you carry the spirit of His Majesty, them can't fool you, man. Can't fool you at all. Because we know what I'm afraid. We know puff and power and puff people. Our love is hard and tough. You love Brother Milton, Shalom, down in the mountain to be a whooping over land strong. Yes, I know same going on through some hell thing. But we know the sacrifice of him as American. Come Jamaica and put with the roughest channels and still around. Yeah, a serving God. Don't leave God alone. How can we leave God alone? If God leave we alone, he warm to it. Can't leave God alone. We have God in the mix every time. This is my program now. We have a certain program. It's pure prophecy me come out of, you know. But never get to ready for that, because I don't want to think guys a fanatic. I'm not a Bible fanatic. Listen to some more music, my people. And I God and King give you these type of skills to also do the work, you know. So hear this one, you know.
And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Burn the wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Judgment. All of them coming and it's coming, yo.
We are on the fire, red hot, down in Babylon. We no
Come here to be powder and a lotion red. Putting the fire hot on a pagan. Because them doing it is rap. Rasta come be bunny's radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion red. Putting the fire hot on a pagan. Because them doing it is rap. Yo, yo, yo. We come for burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Sight up the fire and run go drop for them yard. Where them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But them for us still have the eye aim of him a yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. While leading a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them a fraud.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play. I say
so
wow,
we
are on
wow. This radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
Bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because they know it is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
Set a strong foundation. Be all
red,
of the
red,
lion. Yo, wow. Yo, yo. We come for burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. It's amount of refugee of fear back up and a fled. I sleep out in the night too. Them can't rest in at them bed. Some of them can't find nothing, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dusty Babylon, you put a bow flea or your pledge. Emperor still has the bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we beat this spot, and you know we won't stop. This is the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. Better know we
so
don't play.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because
red
them action is
red.
Wrong. We are on the fire red. Down in a Babylon. Just a comfy set a strong foundation.
Red,
we no come
red.
Here to be powder and a lotion. Because them action
red.
Is wrong.
Red.
Yo, yo, yo. So tell them to think slow. Cause the Rasta man don't see the way them a go. All the way about down a Uganga so blow. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All over no fast stage bout them a go go. We not see no better name for your butter John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn this great down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
Bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. We are burn the fire red. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
Bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong.
Yes, and what's really cool here, your host, folks for us for Ras Wari Cool. You're right now. It's this radio station, yeah? This particular program that you're listening to now, in the Stepping Out Show, it was granted to me, to the auspices of the New Nation, and the New Nation have a long history of radio, about 4 or 5 years I'm doing this now, of several different hosts. But that man happened to be the international president of the International Executive Council of this world body, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. He traveled to Ethiopia just about the 11th of July, and he has returned triumphantly. It is his second term in office. And he has accomplished more than what several people who spent 10 years, 15, 20 years in office in those 2 years. And I ask that to bless him and keep him and cause his ever-living light to shine upon him and give him grace. We never meet him as no Rasta man, we meet him as a black man. And he has shown his dignity, right? Him not perfect, but get to that, all of us is seeking perfection. So when we meet on this common ground, we get very, very strong. Our power is translated into legal and lawful positions and statuses in the world. So right now, I welcome the new International Executive Council with all my heart. This program welcome each and every one, and you will have the distinction of accessing this program whenever you please, and you have anything to share with our black race. You have this media, you have lots of others, and we are linking up with our brethren in Panama, Brother Buki, who is from the Global Reason 2003 at the Engineer Bingi gave authority. So this is a station identification. It's now 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm broadcasting from Brooklyn, New York. Yes. And this is a stepping out show being broadcasted on the Neo Nation radio station for the black peoples of the world. And we're going to feature our brethren, Dennis Brown, because Dennis Brown is one of the adult youth, them. But I went in past him as a youth, twice, said we. Because in come with that type of message that is joy, pure joy, you know. That's what Dennis Brown came with.
McCarthy, Bruce Springsteen, I love all of that, it's fucking, and I love them all, but for me,
Barry's yeah, man, a bigger baritone, but now get Dennis Brown first, see, I'll get Dennis Brown first.
Can never be paid, oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Show me goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For this comes the day when you'll be free, like the Father said. Keep up your children.
Forgive us, oh
Bongo Puru and the man, but the man never step out as a leader. The man only enlighten the anyone who comes into them prison and make sure a certain duties are kept annually. So you had some ancient man Bongo Hill and Bongo Israel and you know but them virgin who moved with Bob Marley and thing who was on a fisherman beach out 9 miles. 9 miles was be the headquarters, so some very, very serious Nyabingi beauty keep out there and thing. And then the virgin them start to move around the island informal way, in an informal way, meaning that no official tabernacle. A man just have them gates and them live good in them community and him and them keep being for all a week or several days and it go on. So thing even Brother Bunny Williams used to participate and Bob Marley support certain bingy to one. The man who never to try to bingo was Peter Tosh still. I can keep a distance and in enclosure. He really denounced a whole for man, so them is over a man and all that type of thing. But we don't know his influence and thing and thing. So right now we wanted to do what His Majesty bidding. So we go investigate for ourselves because we travel United States from 1979 with Ross Michael and the Sons and Negroes to Washington where them perform at Howard University. And shortly after that, in 83, and I organized Muta Baruka tour to Africa, which turned out to be a big fiasco. More on that some other time, especially we want to be very present too. Yeah. But we move on and see that a strong contingency of professors and lecturers like Eichel Hutchinson, who became Eichel Tafari, who wrote a strong, powerful book too, which I need to really delve into also, both His Majesty and the whole Rasta Trad. And of course, you know, Bob Marley and him, whole entourage of people and things, Tukang, and they were defending business on a serious level and really help a lot of people from hunger and thirst, you know, in their name and things. So we went to the New York to find out about the Federation. And what we found at the time was a properly run headquarters house, so to speak, meaning say it was like a two-room thing, but it was theirs and I was accommodated there. And I won't mention the presidency nor none of the executives on this program because in I've limited time and I don't want to be partial. And so it was running where I remember returning to Jamaica with 5 copies of selected speeches of His Majesty. And those were valuable documents and a video of the president conducting an interview for the benefit of the Rastafari Centralization Organization, whose president was Rasta Silva. And we occupied a building in the race course area, given to us by Brother Les Brown. And we were not dedicated enough to know how to transpose that into assets. We just occupied it, and when the man couldn't take it anymore after he more than a year, and we don't do nothing, and just family, and then just had to just take it over. Pastor Silva passed away shortly after, but not before we had several years from peacemakers down in Clarendon. Yeah, there came this Rastafari Centralization Organization and it functioned for about 4 or 5 years. And then the Nyabingi orders take up the slack now and set up the Global Reason 2003 at the University of the West Indies. And the brother by the name Dunan Eagles, prominent right now, he was the last secretary, but his conduct was undercoming. And at the end of the conference, he was removed from being the secretary. As a matter of fact, the whole secretary was dissolved. They tried to keep it by appointing Miguel Lorne, attorney at law, as the secretary. And he stood down and he recommended that I, Ross Alrick, became the secretary. I was appointed, but the whole thing was compromised by certain university personalities and so on. So that didn't happen. Only to hear the rising of the Millennium Council, EEADUMC, Ethiopia African Unification Council, and the Youth Council came out of that, and so that's how Brother Buki now take up the slack now and occupying space in Panama and doing a good work, bringing together a lot of de facto people. I must honestly say, yes, a lot of people who are on the cutting edge of things, not going through the proper procedure to establish themselves. Some of them, they come from out of the blue, I say. I wouldn't say out of the sky, but they come from out of the blue. Maybe the blue sea or wherever. And just take a position. We don't know them. The family, we don't see them pass through no fire, pass through no water, pass through no, we just see them appear and them claiming this and claiming that and them counsel and them this and them that. But them don't get the taste of the real thing yet, you know? But we're not fighting them as black people. We're only telling them that they must come into this thing with a sense of history, right? Yeah. There's also
you pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dead.
Yeah, you hear that? Yeah, that's the way I come from. Pure pick up and lick them, mash them thing, and I'll come right back to them. So, you have to be careful. Like I say, we're humble because we know, so especially the black American, him don't get a fair deal. Because him don't have the land for himself, him can say, yes, strong foundation, you know. The Native American have them land and everybody, Jamaican man, him have them wolf of land and thing, all Caribbean people. Black American white people sit down from them back. Yeah, and press them out and suck them dry and then cuss them. We there for defend that. Seeming like we spend rolling like Mandela in South Africa apartheid and move with that. Yeah, come on up for a brother them and sister them America. And as soon as them realize that is our mission, you know, guys see what takes place. No come to warn nobody, no come to show people them. Solution to your problems that is managed to set the Ethiopian World Federation so many years ago, especially for their purposes to serve them. There's no going around it, no joke about it. Okay?
I know, sir. Blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Isis Lassie. Burn the wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem. And if I'm coming on, it's coming, yo.
We have on the fire red hot down in Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
We bring the fire hot from a pagan. Because them do it, they drop. Rasta come be burn it red hot down in Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red,
we bring
red.
The fire hot from a pagan. Because them do it, they drop. Yo, yo, yo. We come for burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Light up the fire and run go drop for them yard. When them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But Emperor still a see I aim a famic yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. While leading a scheme a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them abroad.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play. I say
no,
wow,
we are on
wow.
This radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We not come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for not pagan. Because they know when this is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We not come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
So come to set a strong foundation. We all
red,
of the young
and
yo,
war.
Yo, yo.
We come from burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. X amount of refugee a fear back up and a fled. I sleep out in the night too, them can't rest in at them bed. Some of them can't find nothing, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dirty Babylon, you put a bow flea or your pledge. Emperor Selassie bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's why we beat this spot and you know we won't stop. This is the way things is going, I don't see my people growing today. Better know we don't play.
Down in a Babylon, we no come yourself with powder and a lotion.
Red, red,
we bring the fire hot for a big gun. Because them action it is wrong, we are burn the fire red. Down in a Babylon, just a comfy set of strong foundation. We no come yourself with powder and a lotion. Because them action it is wrong. Yo, yo, yo. So tell them to sing slow. Cause the Rastaman don't see the way them a go. All the way about them a Uganga so blow. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All who gone up on stage about them a go go. We not seen a better name for your butter John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn the straight down in a Babylon. We no come here so be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a vegan. Because them doing it is wrong. We are burn the fire red. Down in a Babylon. We no come here so be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a vegan. Because them doing it is wrong.
Checking out, you know. And this organization that I have black off now, you know, I have nowhere going but up, you know. Yes, and right now we present ourselves to a nation, Ethiopia West. All of it is one nation. Black represent no tribe and no this and that. One nation, Ethiopia West. As far as this program is concerned, yes, Ethiopia West. Various house and mansion all belong to His Majesty. Right? And so we have, we are accountable. And we have some singers and players of instruments who are doing a great job. Some of them are accused of all kind of things. But I'll give you, I'm going to be giving you a taste of it while I bring you up to date with our incubator system that is being materialized at the common ground, even as we speak. And why young business entrepreneurs can come to us for placement in terms of financial literacy, in terms of learning branding, identifying market, writing business plans, and things like that, distribution, packaging, the whole deal, promotion, and so on. So, yeah, we have a virgin, them who is up in the mountain of and them own a land, a plant annually. We have people in Jamaica from a farm, a plant annually. And we have people in Africa who are waiting us. Africa awaits its creators. So don't feel away. Make a play some music for the eye of them. See? Yeah, man. Make a play some music for the eye of them, man. What, Mr. Music, what did you please play? I don't have an answer. All right, well, we now make the dead time for this, you know. We really and truly don't understand what's going on here. So, until the music man is ready, when I would be ready for it. No, I don't see none of these people ready for it at all. Oh yes, here we come.
Well, all right. Okay, this next song is all about a leave from Jamaica and Benjamin.
Parents and Levi, we are featured right now. Man, with a special vibe.
Decided to kind of do something.
So I went to the market one day and I met up my friend called Jasco. So he said that we should do something in the studio. So I went to the studio and we get some live musician, and I was saying to the musician, I'm like, I needed to play this track for me this way. It was a big problem for the band, because they were saying that, oh, that's not reggae, it doesn't sound good. And I said, look, if we're going to do this song, we better do it now, or I'm going to go home. And they decided that they're not going to play. So I jumped in my car and went home. And then my friend just grew, come to my house and said, B, please, they would have played that the way you want it. And they played it the way I wanted. And this song went right up in the British charts. And then they started to take the glory. Oh, I played this. Oh, I played that. So I keep reminding them, this is Here I Come, otherwise known as Broader Than Broadway. Let's get it.
Yes, the people. So you want to listen to the item now. This radio station, the item of course, keep tuned to the item, one real get involved and really know what's going on. any 25 people who black, any part of the world them there, them can start a local. This organization is global in scope, okay? And it is to bring forward love and posterity, preserve us from annihilation, which is one of the plans they have for us, all right? So we have to walk step by step in prophecy, see? Yeah, that is where we get all our instruction from. Warning, make you know these personalities who come for reincarnate and come for the with them satanic behavior and things, so we're going to suck that and keep ourselves down. Now, and so, as I say, we're placing new business into incubators, and we're going to be giving address and giving, sending out things. We're going to be having interviews, we're going to have call-in, everything on the show, but we're not ready yet. We're not quite ready. We're going to go and play some music for them and warm up yourself and encourage yourself and motivate yourself so that when the time comes, you know, we know, say, everything. We know just a come so. We have history of preparation, plan, good planning. Yeah, I see. Yeah, man, you have some singers, them, you know, them the black, but them sing some terrible music. But I'm not going to yield to temptation and start with them right now. But listen to this music, yeah. Could this be love? Chess up, man. Yeah, chess up, you know?
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry,
be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I think you're happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. That will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be
happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there, this song I wrote. I hope you learn this note for note like good little children. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, could I turn?
Man, I know that street.
Be happy on them, but me not go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. Be happy on them, but me not go run them. Too much as food and a man on that tree. Be happy on them, but me not go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. Take up the holy book. Take up the holy book. Take up the holy book and just teach. I say, look at the holy book. Look at the holy book.
Yes, my people, I'm going to pick up the holy book and just do it, you know? So, right now, we know who we are. Once you know who it is and you know where you're coming from, you have to pick up some kind of indications to where you're going. If you're seeking to remain in the West here, well, it's up to you. So I and I, Ethiopian, we know the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But no land no frighten away. America no this, no Asia, no India, no China, no frighten away. We have own land. But the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, so we're free to trod any land. Right? We are the people free to trod any land. So don't really get too tied up into sentiments and history that you feel like say you don't have nowhere. No. Now, the world, any part of earth away for us to survive. See, we are teaching the one day. See? Right now, if you never know what go on, technology, go on like it, go on, turn God from earth, go on, take over everything what we do. And we can't do without it. But as soon as anything comes to the grid, everybody a pure disaster, a pure wolf of death and thing, because they never want to depend upon this thing that is God won't tread away. But then just abuse it and try to use it to rule people, you know? So we have to care for the what we are dealing with, you know, because then also it go. We have to care for the what we are dealing with. Right now, it's just I and I really to prophecy and to tradition and to the ancestors and to the will of God. If we there survive and all. We didn't have the will. We didn't dare. Understand? So, right now, my people, we're going to some music. And remember, the common ground is in Brooklyn. Here for you. As time goes on, we will issue information. You want to start a local, any 25 people wishing to start a local, what you have to do is write a letter to 405 Lexington Avenue, 405 Lexington Avenue, floor number 26. That's a Chrysler Building. Floor 26, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, and it is the area code is 10174, and you apply for a local. You have to have 25 people, and you need a copy of the constitution from the organization so that you can be thoroughly familiar with it before you start a local. Because if you are not satisfied and you can't comply to these constitutional laws and bylaws, then you don't have to be a member. But any black group, and if you see a local that is already registered and you want to join it, you apply to that local individually. It's only 10 cents per meeting, 10 US cents per meeting. Is your dues. That's your only real obligation to make you in good standing. You attend meetings regularly and participate in the activities of your local. We have good plans on the ground, good potentials, and the grace of God. So He has bestowed upon us certain assets, and we are utilizing it via His will. His will be done on earth as it is in Mount Zion. See? So I'm going to continue the rest of the program now with some music so that ones and ones can relax and tune in every Thursday. Don't worry about it. We overcome all obstacles in order to come to you with what you desire. But it must be good. We're not dealing with the bad. See? It must be good. Whatever you desire, make sure it's good, because if it's not good, we can't fulfill it. It's just for the earth sake. We just can't fulfill it if it's not good, right? So, people, here we go. The situation is not in the best of way. We have a lot of division and confusion amongst us. But remember, say, that's not the way, right? You have a burning spirit of a situation. So God's burning spirit for the world, son. Can't tell. Right, burning spear, give out a chant of spear. Muta Baruka. What do I Muta not talk of, man? Yeah, bring on a burning spear, man. Bring on a burning spear for me.
Spiritual one of those genres is reggae music. And that is why we are here today. That is why the festival is called Reggae Sundance Festival. So, we're going to bring artists who rose up in the reggae.
I bet you say Luciano, I'm going to bring on.
Luciano!
You say Luciano, man.
Luciano!
Never give up my life, even though I'm broken now.
Welcome all the new people, all the new members.
Yeah, I know.
Stepping Out Show over and out.